There are two paths in Rosh Hashanah. One path is Tame and one path is Tar. There's a cavern in one of those two paths that cover the entire width of the path. That somebody who walks down that path would inevitably walk over the cavern. And he would become Tame Ba'al from the maid. Halak Ba'achaman, Ba'asa Tarot, Vinachol. A person walked down one of those two paths. And after he walked down that path, he prepared Tara's food that was tar, and the food was then eaten. As it didn't, that food is considered tar, as the suffix tumor of Rosh Hashanah is tar. And even according to Rabbi Akiva, that his mitame is the person, but the food, he would be mitar. As Rabbi Akiva holds that a person who can easily be mitar himself, even when the suffix tumor is in Rosh Hashanah, the person would be considered tummy. The food, when there's a suffix tumor of Rosh Hashanah, is considered tar, since we cannot be mitar of food. So the food that was touched by that person who traveled down one of those two paths is considered tar, and the food was subsequently eaten. He's a vishana, v'taval, v'tar. But the person himself is considered tameh, according to Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, the person was mitar himself by having himself sprinkled from the ashes of the parah duma. He had himself sprinkled once, and then twice, and that is a din. He has to be sprinkled from the ashes of the parah duma two times, once on the third day and once on the seventh day. And then he subsequently immersed himself in the mitzvah. Now, he is taught. The halach b'sheni, the also taros, harielu taro. And after he became taught, he went down the second of the two paths, and he prepared taros. Those taros are also considered taro. At the first time, he walked down one of those two paths. And we have a subject, which one of those two paths is tame. And after he was mitar himself, he walked down the second path. So one of those two times, he definitely walked down the path that was tame. But each time is considered a separate suffix. So therefore, each time when he prepared food, the food would be considered tar, since a suffix tumor was just a rabim, steko tar, even though one of those two times he definitely walked down the path that was tummy. But each time is a separate suffix. So therefore, each time he walked down one of those two paths and then he touched food, that food would be considered tar. In kaimos harishonos, elu ve'elu tli. But it, after he was mitar himself and walked down the second path and prepared taros, the taros that he had prepared the first time were still around. The taros that he prepared the first time were not eaten. So now, he first walked down one path, and we don't know whether that path is one that's tummy or tar. And he prepared taros, and the taros were not eaten. And then he was mitar himself and walked down the second of the two paths. And then he prepared different taros after he walked down the second of the two paths. And both taros are still around. Both taros are considered tluyos. They're considered safek tame and cannot be eaten if they are truma. But they will not be burnt either. They're considered a safek tuma, so they can't be burnt, but cannot be eaten either. And since both taros are around, and it's impossible that both taros are tar, and since he walked down both paths, just each time we have a safek whether he walked down the path that's tame or tar, so we can't be mitar both of them. And it's possible that one person will eat both taros, and that person will inevitably become tummy, since one of these two taros is for sure tummy. Or maybe the two taros will both come into contact with other food, and that food will for sure be tummy, since one of these two taros is for sure tummy. So therefore, we cannot be mitar either. One of them and both of them would be considered suffix tummy. In lo tar bin tayim harishonei tluyos bashnios yisrafu. But if the person was not mitar himself between the time he walked down the first path and the second path, as a person walked down one of the two paths, and we don't know if that's the path of tameh or tar, and he prepared taros, and then the person was not mitar himself, and he went ahead and traveled down the second path and prepared other taros. So the second taros that he prepared is for sure tameh, and since he walked down both paths, he inevitably walked down the path that is tameh, and the taros that he prepared after that are for sure tameh. So therefore, those taros would be burnt, as those taros are for sure tummy, as opposed to the taro that he touched after he walked down one of the two paths. Those taros are tluyos, they're suffix tummy. As when he walked down the first path, you have a suffix whether he walked down the path as tummy or tar, and the taros that he prepared after walking down the first path are suffix tummy, they're tluyos, they would not be burnt if they're truma, as opposed to the second taros that he touched after he walked down both paths, since he was not mitar himself in between walking down the first path and the second path, those tars are for sure tame. And even if they're truma, they would be burnt. Some taras perkei nishna dalad asheris vat badea pirushus harab. if through the Sharik and the Tzvaydan next to each other, in a Rosh Hashanah. Naga Ba'achad Mehem, Ba'atza Tara Vin Nechalu. Somebody who was passing by in Rosh Hashanah touched one of the two, and he doesn't know whether he touched the Sharik or the Tzvaydan, as was mentioned previously, the type of Sharik that looks very similar to a Tzvaydan. And it's hard to discern the difference here between the Sharik and the Tzvaydan. He doesn't know if the one he touched is a Sharik or the Tzvaydan. And after he touched it, he prepared food that was tar. And that food was subsequently eaten. As the din of that food is, that is considered tar. As a suffix tuma versus a robin, spako tar. And even according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva, who hold that the person himself would be considered tame, but that's only the person. But the food that he prepared would be considered tar. As a person who can easily be mitar himself in the mikvah, we will consider him tame, as opposed to the food that he prepared that cannot become tar in the mikvah. Everybody would agree that that food would be tar. Tavau naga b'sheni v'asa tarot harielu tarot. If after he had touched one of the two, and then he prepared tarot, and that tarot was eaten, he subsequently immersed himself in the mikvah to be mitar himself. As according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi, the person himself would be considered tamei, so therefore he had to immerse himself in the mikvah. And after he immersed himself in the mikvah, he went ahead and touched the second of the two. And the first time he touched one of them, he doesn't know whether it was the sheretz or the tzvaydan that he touched. And now he had touched the second one. So again, he doesn't know if he touched the sheretz or the tzvaydan this time, but he knows that one of the two times he definitely touched the sheretz. And after he touched the second of the two, he went ahead and prepared taros again. Those tars would also be considered tar, as we would say, suffix tumor versus rabim, sfeik, or tar. And even though certainly one of the two taras is for sure tummy, as one of the two times he for sure did touch the sheretz, but since we don't know which of the two times he touched the sheretz both times, the taras would be considered tar. In kaimos, harishonai, elu ve'elu tliyos. But if when he touched the second of the two and then subsequently prepared taras, the first taras they had prepared after touching the first of the two was still around, in such a case, neither of the two taros could be considered tar. Instead, they'd both be tluyos. If they're truma, they would have a din of tully, of being in suspense. It would be suffix tuma. You wouldn't be allowed to eat it, nor would you be allowed to burn it since it is suffix. And the reason being is that since both taros are around, and for sure one of them is tummy, as one of the two times he definitely touched the sheretz, but we don't know which one of the two is tummy. Now, even though normally we say suffix tumor versus ram spake or tar, but in this case we have to be machmer. And since definitely one of the two tars is tummy, maybe one person will eat both of them, and that person will definitely be tummy. Or maybe both tars will come into contact with other truma, and that truma would definitely be tummy. So therefore we have to be machmer over here and say that both of them, I told you both of them, would be considered suffix tumor. In lo tava ben kayem, but if the person did not immerse himself in the mikvah between touching the first and the second, he touched the first of the two and he doesn't know if he touched the sheretz and the tzvaydan, and then he prepared taros, and then he did not immerse himself in the mikvah, he was not mitar himself, and then touched the second of the two, so certainly one of the two times he touched the sheretz, and after he touched the second of the two, he prepared other taros. So the second taros that he prepared are for sure tummy, as one of the two times he definitely touched his sheretz. And since he did not mitar himself in between touching the first one and the second one, he is now for sure tummy. So the second taros that he prepared are definitely tummy. So the din of those taros is that they have to be burnt. And the first taros that were still around after he touched the second taros, the din of those taros is that they're tluyos, they're considered in suspense, or suffix tummy. If they're truma, they cannot be eaten, nor would you be allowed to burn.